Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Thursday, April 25, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Election tech firm vows easier polls. The South Korean technology provider that bagged the 17.9 billion peso contract to supply voting machines for the 2025 midterm elections promises Filipino voters an easier and faster voting experience. In an interview on Wednesday with the streaming program Prime Times, Ken Cho, Mirror Systems Company Limited Overseas Sales Department Vice President, said they have added new user-friendly features to the voting machines that will be used in next year's elections. These include a keypad for the vision impaired that allows the blind to vote, he said. The machine is a dual system that scans paper ballots at a high speed and uses touchscreen technology. The voting machine has a screen display of 12 inches diagonal and a minimum screen resolution of 1920 by 1080, with a privacy screen feature. Cumlec says case versus Bautista justifies Smartmatic disqualification. The Commission on Elections, Cumlec, will include the money laundering case filed in the United States against its former chief Andres Bautista, when it files a motion for reconsideration of the Supreme Court ruling that it had committed a grave abuse of discretion when it disqualified Smartmatic from bidding for all automated election systems. Cumlec chairman George Garcia said the case against Bautista, which alleged he had accepted bribes from a voting machine vendor, would prove that their decision to disqualify Smartmatic from participating in poll automation projects was justified. Former Senator, human rights advocate Sagasag dies at 84. Former Senator and veteran human rights lawyer Rene Sagasag has died, his family announced on Wednesday. The announcement was made through the Facebook page of Sagasag's son, Rebo. The Liberal Party of the Philippines also paid tribute to Sagasag in a statement on Wednesday, calling him a symbol of promoting democracy, human rights, and social justice. So hot you can't breathe, PH endures extreme heat. Extreme heat scorched the Philippines on Wednesday, forcing schools in some areas to suspend in-person classes and prompting warnings for people to limit the amount of time spent outdoors. The months of March, April and May are typically the hottest and driest in the archipelago nation, but conditions this year have been exacerbated by the El Niño weather phenomenon. Power alerts cover all three major islands. For the first time this year, power supply alerts were issued on Wednesday for all three major islands of the country. The National Grid Corporation of the Philippines, NGCP, placed the Luzon grid on red alert from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., and under yellow alert from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and also from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. The NGCP reported that four plants have been offline since 2023, four others were offline from January to March 2024, 12 plants have been offline since April 2024, and two plants have been running on reduced capacities. Business, budget deficit wider at 195.9 billion pesos in March. Topping business, the government's budget deficit expanded in March from a month earlier as spending again outpaced revenues, the Bureau of Treasury reported on Wednesday. The 195.9 billion peso shortfall was higher than the 164.7 billion pesos in February, Treasury data showed, following revenues of 287.9 billion pesos and expenditures of 483.8 billion pesos. It was lower, however, compared to the year earlier 210.3 billion pesos. Sports, time for other Yulos to shine. Over to sports, after Carlos Yulo's gold-silver medal haul in the recently concluded FIG Artistics Gymnastics World Cup Doha leg, his siblings Carl Eldrew and Aleza Andriel take center stage and try to medal as well. Carl and Aleza are part of the Philippine national team that is set to compete at the Pacific Rim Championships in Cali, Colombia, slated from April 26 to 28. Opinion and editorial. Antonio Contreras and Yen Makibenta are today's front page columnists. Contreras thinks some laws and rules need to be changed, while Makibenta reads a study that patients are less likely to die when treated by a female doctor. Today's editorial looks into President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s recent declarations on the country's traffic situation. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice. Trusted since 1898.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.